This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hide and seek.
Proudly sponsored by the store with the hottest in leather, rubber, lifestyle gear.
Manhouse.com.au.
Manhouse.com.au.
Houston, this is the SS Salty Rocket. Are we clear for takeoff?
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're with Trouble. Dean Beck on Hide and Seek.
You certainly are with Dean Beck on Hide and Seek. Thank you very much for joining me in the second hour. Whilst the apprentice takes a bit of a break, he's nicked off. However, it gives me an opportunity to share with you some of the highlights from the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012. 5 contestants competed in the grand final. They had come from all over Australia and New Zealand to bear all, basically. I will share with you interviews with each of the contestants and with some of the VIPs that were there on the night. So stick with us and enjoy the highlights from this year's Mr. Bear Australasia 2012. Joining me on stage tonight as co-host of the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012 is the legendary Barry Taylor. Thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be back in Melbourne. I'm loving it.
Now, Barry, you were a founding member of Vic Bears, and you're a life member of them, and you also helped out at the Sydney Mob as well. Yep. So what is it about the bear community that got you to start planting the seed, I guess?
Well, I think you've got to remember back in those days, actually, bears were really kind of counterculture. It was all about trimming, you know. Now
it was white singlets and Levi 501s.
And everyone was trimmed and buffed and waxed. And so it was. Now everyone's got fur. It's in. So, and what I think was really important for a lot of people, now I was a big boy in those days, you know, if you didn't fit in, it was like you didn't really seem to fit in. And I think that's what bears did. It gave a lot of people a place to hang their hat and say, yeah, I'm part of this community too.
Barry, what you're alluding to is the era, really, that I grew up in, and that was the late 80s, the 90s, where it was all about waxing, tanning, and the pretty boy, the more gorgeous you looked, the more you were supposed to be idolised. And out of that came this whole subculture of people who just were never going to be that, never going to be that. And it was really then that the bears emerged. Yeah. It's not an old culture amongst the gay community.
No, it's not. And also, it's one of the fastest growing cultures. And when you look at it, events like this, apart from like your midsummers and that, it is one of the longest lasting kind of traditional events in Melbourne. Bear Essentials is now, and Sydney is now one of the longest lasting Mardi Gras events. It's a strong culture throughout the world. It is growing as by far for gay men. It is one of the fastest growing subcultures.
Is it as political as, say, the leather community? Because that's a lot older in its culture and its evolution. But it's quite political in spots.
It was. And also it was a community that lost a lot of its members and died. And I'm also part of that leather community. Bears, I think what they have been is they've been community-minded. So the big thing has been about fundraising. So you don't just also have a fun time at an event. They also sponsor and fundraise for a charity. And we've done some amazing work over the years and given quite a few now, nearly over $100,000 to community groups in the times that we've been going.
In a short space of time.
That's right. And I think that's been part of how we have also integrated with the community. We're not just a separate, isolated group. We are giving back to our community.
Barry Taylor, you've been there from the start. You're also very aware of the fact, and I don't know how to put this other than bluntly, you're very conscious of the fact of
of health and weight.
Yeah.
You've been through your own journey with regards to that. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, well, I was a big boy, and some of you may remember it when I was in lived in Melbourne. I was used to be on stage. I was a very big boy. I got up to 170 Ks, and I started to get unwell. I was officially going to be, pre-diabetic, and I had to make a decision. Now, my decision was, in the end, I actually had surgery. I had gastric bypass surgery, but I've halved my body size. Now, I'm not saying everyone should do that, but what I'm saying is also, we've also seen, sadly, some bears who have been overweight die of heart attacks.
And at young ages.
And at young ages. And we don't want that. We want people also to be proud of who they are, their health-wise. So it's not about just being big or demonising people as big, but it's also saying, let's also look after each other and be healthy bears.
And I think that's the key, because it's a community that is accepting of all body types. But it's also becoming more health conscious.
That's right. And once again, you know, we've got fantastic, you know, Dr. George, one of the local bears, who's doing amazing health promotion messages all around the place. We've got Harbour City Bears who've been doing some fantastic projects up with the Sydney Bears. You know, this is a community's also saying is we're going to look after ourselves. They're not relying on AIDS Council or someone else. They're getting in there and doing it themselves.
One of the things I've always loved about the bears is just that, that they actually are doers.
Yeah.
They get in there, they support their events, they support their smaller, you know, community group, and they actually give back to other elements within the community. And tonight we're supporting the Anti-Violence Project. Why do you think the bear community is so cohesive in that regard? Where we've seen examples of other subsections of our community that really end up undoing themselves and dissolving.
Yeah, well, it's a hard one to say, but I think, you know, from the beginning there are people in this community who were leaders. We've got a lot of people from the caring professions. You know, I work in the area of mental health, suicide prevention. We've got a lot of those from the healthcare. So we've got people who have been in this community and have seen the need in this community. A lot of volunteers worked on switchboards and such like. So that's where I think that genre came, and it's been strong within our culture.
Barry, tonight is the 16th annual Mr. Australasia Bear Contest. 16 years is no mean feat. What do you think of the contestants tonight?
Well, they have been fun. They have just got into it. And once again, every year, people have got out of their comfort zone. It's like, you know, a friend of mine the other night, he's a big guy. First time ever he's danced in his underwear, and the freedom of that experience. And that's what we've seen tonight. We've seen bears. He said, fuck it, I don't care what others think. We don't have to, you know, be body perfect. But they've got in there and they've entertained that crowd. It's been an awesome night.
One of the things that has really surprised me is the number of contestants tonight that have only come out very recently, and they're in their mid to late 40s.
Yeah, and once again, that many of them have been finding the bear community, their home, because of that kind of inclusiveness and that. And so it's been great. And once again, the message is just be who you want to be, and that's what bears are all about.
Barry Taylor, it's been an honour and a privilege to be on stage beside you. Thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek tonight.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
We're taking a look at the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012, held last Saturday at the Laird Hotel. Now let's get into the contestants. Contestant number one, Alan Cadogan, and contestant number two, Mark Pendry, join us.
The first contestant in the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012 is Alan Cadogan. Now, he is from Rozelle in New South Wales. Alan, thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much.
Now, you were the winner of the Harbour City Bears Contest. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us what process you had to go through to get to here.
Look, it's a really similar one to the Melbourne show, actually, which is great. We had a three-round contest. I had five other competitors, fantastic guys up on stage, and we had such a ball. Three rounds again, so it was, we had first up Bear Casual, I think it was called Bear Wear. Then we had the next one was actually quite a different round. We were all, it was a leveling round, so we all wore blue jeans, white t-shirt, and we had in succession three cubs on stage, one at a time, blindfolded, and there was the best kiss, the best pickup line, and the best bear hug.
Oh, I like that. That's great.
Well, you kind of forget that a kiss is a two-way street.
Yeah, got a good point, got a good point. Now, you were in a straight married relationship for quite some time and have got a girl and a boy.
That's right, yeah. I've got a 12-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son, both fantastic kids.
The first ever dance party you went to was a pretty important night in your evolution as a gay man. Tell us about that.
Well, look, I'm lucky enough to have a birthday that occurs right in the Mardi Gras season. So I went to Underbear. It's the first time I'd ever been really to a dance party in my underpants. It was amazing. The next week at Mardi Gras, I went to the Mardi Gras party in a pair of shorts and found it unbelievably constricting.
We get it. Now, not only are you a published author, but you also are a successful businessman. You've travelled overseas with your work. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I used to be the strategy director for the City of Sydney, set up their 2030 strategy, and last year I set up my own business, UrbanEc, which is an urban design, public planning, policy business, and it's early days because it's only less than a year old, but going really well.
Can we blame you for all the fucked up roads in Sydney?
I wish you could, actually. That was the state government, and we've got a new one of them, and they're doing, I think, what they can. Look... All we do is copy the best policy that comes out of Melbourne anyway.
Of course, I know. Why you would ever build a freeway with two lanes from the outset is beyond my comprehension. Absolutely out there.
No, I love roads like the Cross City Tunnel. For $4.29, you can just be alone. It's beautiful.
Oh dear. Now, what are you going to do with the, if you're the winner, what are you going to do with the title of Mr. Australasia Bear 2012?
Look, I've got a few projects that I'm working with the Harbour City Bears on with the Sydney win under my belt. I think I'd like to grow them. I want to work with Anti-Violence Project and Inspire in New South Wales as well.
They're going through a bit of a tough time in New South Wales at the moment.
Yeah, well, you know, the New South Wales economy is struggling and needs to perform because, you know, if we don't do well, Australia doesn't do as well as it can. So, yeah, I think all charities are having a tough time with the financial crisis. I've got lots of other ideas. I think mostly what I'd want to be is a really good role model because I think one of the reasons I came out so late is because, you know, there weren't for me great role models in my youth about men who like men. There's lots of you can find lots of photos of you know really young, beautiful, skinny, hairless, beautiful, beautiful men. But the gay community is bigger than that.
And where do those older guys that are struggling with that question in their own lives, who and what and where do they connect? You're quite right.
Yeah, I think what they need to know is that there is all sorts of opportunity and goodness beyond where they might see themselves at any point. I was really quite overwhelmed and touched by the number of guys who came up to me in the days and weeks after winning Sydney saying, you know, your story has really inspired me. So,
Alan Cadogan, good luck and thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thanks very much.
Contestant number two at the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012 is Mark Pendry, and he joins us now. He's from Croydon in Victoria. Mark, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mark, it seems to be a bit of a theme tonight, but you also have been married for a long time and recently came out. How long ago was that?
About 6 months ago.
Wow, how old are you?
I'm 46.
And you've got a couple of kids?
Three girls and one granddaughter.
Wow. So, a big move for you.
Oh, damn straight. Absolutely.
So, how difficult was that process? I mean, it you must have gone through hell and back to get there.
Yeah, it was a long time coming. There was a, you know, like, I guess I always knew I was gay. But, you know, back in, you know, when I was young, the ultra-conservative Christian parents, nobody ever came out. There were no support services. So, I tried curing myself by getting married. So it was a matter of, and then of course once the kids came along, that was what I concentrated on, it was them.
You said you tried curing yourself through marriage. Can you explain that for us?
Well, I guess because there was not a lot was said about homosexuality, so I always was under the impression that there was something wrong with me, and it was an issue that I had and something I had to fix.
your discovery of your sexuality was given a bit of a jump start by an investigation. Can you touch on that for us?
I was adopted as a child and brought out to Australia at the age of two.
From
England. My adoptive parents, I don't know, they couldn't quite handle three kids. So I was put into a children's home, and the other two stayed at home. So once again, it was sort of like, is it me? What have I done?
Sure.
And then, you know, there was one of the homes I was in Bayswater, there was sexual abuse and all that sort of stuff. So that sort of reared its ugly head about 5 years ago when the police came knocking on the door because someone else had reported it and looking for support, I guess.
And that other person knew your name, and so they... Police, I guess, wanted to verify the story, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
So, since then, you've had to go through a lot of self-discovery, self-realisation, self-acknowledgement, and a lot of hard work, but it hasn't been all by yourself. Tell us about that.
I went and saw the fantastic guys down at the Sexual Health Centre in Carlton, and they were brilliant. So I was talking to one of the counsellors there. A friend of mine put me onto them. And they put me onto Drummond Street, which has got some absolutely brilliant counsellors there. So it's been about a year coming. It was a matter of you know, working through my own issues and my own feelings until we sort of realised we had to set a date.
Mark, to look at you now, as a confident out gay man, you seem pretty together. Yet many people that have been through what you've been through are destroyed by what they've gone through. What would you like to say to those that have had an experience similar to yours and that are struggling with where they're at?
I guess you only get one life. I mean, yes, you give up your life for your children and your partner and all that sort of stuff, but when do you get to be yourself? And you know, crumbs, you get to 45 years old and you think, nobody knows me. Not one person in this whole world knows the true me. And you're constantly going through life pretending to be straight and pretending to put on this veil. And I've never been able to be me. The first time I ever got to be truly myself was coming to the Underbear party at the Laird, where I was absolutely crapping myself, to be quite honest. Body issues, all that sort of stuff. But when I got here, there were so many different shapes and sizes and so many different... No one was looking at me. No one was judging me. And I felt more myself than I've ever felt in my life. And I felt so much a part of a community.
Mark Pendry, win or lose, you are an inspiration. Thank you for talking to us today.
No worries. You're more than welcome. Thank you.
The most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
One of the most exciting things that I've been a part of was Southern Hibernation's Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012. It was a great honour to be up there co-hosting with Barry Taylor. Let's have a listen now to the interviews I did with contestants number 3 and 4, Daniel Burr representing Victoria and David Morris all the way from New Zealand.
All the way from Tasmania, Daniel Burr joins us. Now, you recently moved to Victoria. Tell us about that.
I moved here in August 9th last year, just to enjoy the Melbourne life.
And how's the last 12 months been here in Melbourne?
It's been very exciting, and the people are great, and I'm having a fantastic time.
So it was worth the move?
Oh, definitely okay. Worth the move.
Now, Daniel, you're, I think, the youngest competitor here tonight for the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012. What's it like being out the back with all these older guys?
It's actually quite good. Everybody's been really nice and supportive and giving me some tips just to keep myself as not so nervous as possible. I'm mainly having a really good time and having a laugh with the boys and, yeah.
Can I ask why you put yourself forward for this? Why you decided to enter this competition?
I entered this competition to better my myself, but also to help raise money for the charity, which I do believe in. The charity is really good with helping people, and also just to get out there, have fun, and enjoy entertaining the bear community.
It is a pretty daunting task, though, to throw yourself in front of a room absolutely chock-a-block full with guys. What's it like up on stage for you? Because you're a shy guy. What's it like being in front of all of those guys?
It's a little bit confronting, but you need to get over the fear sometime, and the best way to do it is just get up there and give it all you got. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, you might get a date. Like you say, I mean, it's one of the most fearful activities that anyone could do, is to get up in front of an audience. What deep inside of you was the main reason for doing this? Because most people don't get to that point where they can push through that pain barrier, if you like, of putting themselves out there. How did you do that?
I wanted to do it to help be a role model for younger people like myself to get out there and just live life to the fullest and just enjoy yourself.
What's it been like so far, having gone through it? We're coming towards the end of the competition. Are you as nervous as you were beforehand, or is it starting to feel a little bit more excitement than nerves?
I still have a little bit of nerves, to be honest, but the crowd's great and people backstage are really supportive, so I'm just going to go for it.
Like me, your favourite ice cream is Boysenberry, and like me, one of your favourite websites is Cam4. But unlike me, you're into feet. Please explain that to me, because it's the one thing I just can't get my head around.
I'm not into feet. I'm just into being little sleigh boy. I love to obey my master.
Daniel Burr, all the way from Burnie, Tasmania originally, thank you very much for joining us, and welcome to Victoria.
Thank you.
Crossing the Dutch, all the way from New Zealand, in Auckland, is the Urge Bars contestant for Mr. Australasia Bear Contest 2012. His name is David Morris. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you. It's been awesome being here.
Now, David, you're 34 years old. You're here with your partner. Yeah. Tell us how the experience has been for you so far.
Well, unfortunately, we haven't been able to participate in a lot of events because lack of annual leave is an issue, but yeah, it's been awesome. We've come over on Wednesday and we participated in BLS last night, which was a great show, and tonight's been really fun as well, so yeah, really enjoying it. Love Melbourne.
Now, you have quite an interesting job. You're an occupational therapist and you specialise in helping people who've had amputations or spinal injuries or major injuries to get them back into the car and driving, and helping them to adjust their vehicle so that they can do so. That's a pretty amazing job.
Yeah, so it's quite rewarding. I work for the National Insurance Company over in New Zealand, kind of like workers' comp here, I think.
Yep.
And so we get asked to make people independent with driving. So, for example, if you have a spinal injury and can't move your legs, we put you in a vehicle where you're in your wheelchair and you wheel yourself up to the driving position and drive with hand controls. Also do a lot of testing of the elderly, so people with dementia, just to make sure they don't cause too much havoc on the road.
And that's a tough job, because sometimes you have to deliver the bad news that their driving days are over.
Yeah, unfortunately, I make older women cry on a weekly basis. That is quite sad, but it's for the better, unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that you love, and one of the things that's very dear to our hearts here on Hide and Seek, is rugby. And the Bingham Cup was recently on. Our boys from Melbourne did an extraordinary job for their first year ever, and the Sydney guys, of course, won it. Tell us about your rugby experience. You are a New Zealander. I'm sure it's in the blood.
Yeah. Well, I've played rugby all my life. I've been lucky enough to go to one Bingham Cup in London 2004, which was amazing, probably one of the favourite weeks of my life. Hoping to get over to Sydney if they win the hosting rights in a couple of years, so we're going to try to get a Kiwi team over to, you know, make sure the Sydney Convicts don't win it again.
You have also done some work for the New Zealand AIDS Foundation, and they've been going through a bit of a tough time of late because their figures have been up.
Yeah, I guess it's the same with Australia too. You know, people start to get complacent with HIV, and not just HIV, but a lot of other diseases like syphilis and stuff. So I really enjoy working with the charity to try to keep awareness up there, because, you know, it is still an issue. People think, you know, there's a cure around the corner and get, as I said, complacent, but unfortunately that's still not the case right now. So out there to promote safe sex, all that still.
That's highly commendable, and you're the only one that's got up tonight and actually sort of delivered that message. So congratulations for that. I'd love to touch just briefly on your most embarrassing sexual encounter ever. It was an interesting night where you found yourself in a very large home.
Yeah, I went home with a guy, a one-night stand, and he lived in a massive house. I was a bit drunk and stuff, so I left his room after doing it, and then went down to the bathroom, and there were so many doors in the hallway, and I went to go back to his room, and for the life of me, couldn't remember which room it was. All the lights were out, so he couldn't like see the light under the door or anything. And then walked in on the door that I thought it was, but there was just his flatmate just there, lying stark as naked, and like semi-aroused state himself and stuff. So that was quite embarrassing. And then he saw me and just, you know, he said, no, mate, you've got the wrong room, next room over. So that's quite funny.
Oh, so yeah. Close, but yeah. So far.
Yeah. Didn't ask him to join in with us, but, you know.
Hey, David Morris, thank you for making your way all the way to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Good luck with the rest of the evening, and congratulations on being such a wonderful example of a gentleman within the bear community.
Oh, well, thank you. And, yeah, I have to thank the Urge guys back home for putting up the flight over for me to be able to come over, and obviously the Melbourne crew who are putting the show on, so it's awesome.
David Morris, the representative all the way from New Zealand. You're with Dean Beck on Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9.
Great topics, great radio.
Hide and Seek.
Touching our community. Right around the nation.
Hide and Seek.
Reaching far and wide. Stream us now. Joy 94.9.
The last contestant in the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012 was all the way from Western Australia. Richard Egan joins us, and we also catch up with Alan from Urge Bar in New Zealand. Take a listen.
Our final contestant for the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012 was Richard Egan. He is from Mount Lawley in WA. Richard, you are 54 years old and consider yourself a polar bear, one of the rarities.
Well, yes, they're in danger of extinction, but some of us are still around and hunting.
You have a lovely story about researching your family history, and I just think this is divine. Tell us a little bit about your ancestry.
Well, it turns out quite mixed ancestry. There is some Native American. I was told this when I was a child, but didn't quite believe it. But it turns out the family myth is true. My sister's had a DNA test, and we are part Native American. And the story goes that a young Scottish girl was stowed away on a boat with her sailor boyfriend, got discovered by the captain, put off the boat on the shores of New York State, where she was found, fortunately, by the local Native Americans. A few months later, we hear about her coming back to Scotland pregnant and the child being born having very noticeable Native American features.
Leaves one question. How? Anyway, now you were also descended from Vikings. I mean, talk about a mixed bag.
Yes, well, this goes right back to the Middle Ages, of course, when Vikings were marauding around the place. And some people tell me I do look a little bit like King Swain Forkbeard of Denmark. There's some similarities.
And there is more. Wait for this, listener. There is more. You are no less than a cousin of Princess Diana.
Yes, well, you know, to be honest, it's like 13 times removed, but hey. And
semantics, really.
Semantics. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, I don't know why it took me so long to realise how gay I was having Diana as a cousin.
Now, you are here representing the Bears Perth. You have come out rather late in life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, indeed. I really just came out and became part of the bear community about 18 months ago, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, but I'm enjoying this new phase in my life, and bears are a very welcoming part of the gay community. They accept people of all shapes and sizes and ages and degrees of hairiness or otherwise, and big bellies or not so big, and they're a fun-loving part of the community and made me feel very, very welcome.
What advice would you give to anyone listening who perhaps is in a similar situation to you found yourself in, where they just know that deep down they need to come out, and they're currently in a relationship that they know that is not authentic to themselves. What would you tell them?
Well, you've got to make your own decision. There's no right and wrong way to do this, and there's no right and wrong time to do it. You have to be true to yourself. You have to struggle through the things that are a conflict, and there's no bed of roses on the other side. Like, there's always going to be tension in our lives, one way or the other, and I've swapped one sort of tension for another. But overall, I'm a much happier man.
Now, finally, Richard, there was an incident when you were 27, a long, long time ago, that could have been an indicator to the fact that you were gay.
I can't believe you're asking me this on air, but I did sneak out to see a strip show called It's Raining Men. I was very, very excited by this notion of a male strip show. I'd never been to anything like that.
You were 27?
I was 27, and very firmly in the closet, right back there in Narnia. And snuck along to this strip show in my jeans and T-shirt. Just as the show started, the man next to me just had a little grope down in the groin area. And, well, let's just say something embarrassing happened and I had to leave very quickly.
Richard Egan, can I just say thank you very much for making the long journey from WA to Melbourne, and good luck tonight here at the contest for Mr. Australasia Bear 2012. Thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
All the way from Urge Bar in New Zealand. One of the owners of Urge Bar, Alan, you have been up on stage supporting your man, and by that I mean your contestant, not your partner, Paul, who's gorgeous, and here is one of our judges tonight. What do you think of this particular contest this year?
It's been really good this year. I know there's been a few people saying, oh, there's only five contestants, and traditionally in the past it's been, I think, up to double that, really. But I actually think the quality this year, and the fact that all five guys kind of represent probably different types of bears and cubs and across the whole spectrum, it's actually quite refreshing. And I think that they're a damn nice group of people, guys, as well.
They are a lovely bunch of guys. And it's been quite enlightening for me to see so many guys coming out late in life that connect directly to the bear community.
It's incredible. I think it was three of the contestants have kind of either got kids or they kind of came out in just the last few years. It just shows how people are coming out, they're embracing the community, they're embracing the lifestyle, and these guys have got such huge balls to get on stage in front of, I don't know, 300-400 odd guys that are here tonight and putting themselves out there. So full credit to them. They've got more balls than I will ever have.
I don't buy that for a minute. But that aside, tell me how Urge Bar is going. It's been a couple of years since I was there. A little bit of a haunt of mine when I was in New Zealand briefly. So how's it going?
And we do miss you, Dean, of course, as well. Anytime you want to come over, please come over. Urge is going great. We had a couple of rough winters there where it's just the general economic climate has kind of a bit of a downturn. But this year we're a pretty good state, and lots of events, lots of parties. Our reputation, I think, is kind of growing, not with just in Auckland, but throughout New Zealand and also through Australia and further beyond into America. So it's, for the people who may never have been there, we're a very small bar. I mean, we're not...
Listeners, can I just say, the Urge Bar in New Zealand is about the size of the stage of the Laird Hotel. So about three postage stamps side by side is about it.
Pretty much that. And yeah. I've licked all of them. it's a small, intimate bar. It's been there for 15 years. We've owned it for 7 years. But it's the only, in the entire of New Zealand, we're the only bar that's dedicated towards gay men. We are very much of a community-focused bar. I know a lot of other venues may say it and whatever, but we try and give back because we know that's what we get from the community, so we try and give it back.
For such a small bar, for such a small business, you have a huge punch, and you punch well above your weight. Everyone in Australia knows Urge Bar, and as you said, it's getting known internationally. It's a credit to you and your partner, Paul.
Thank you very much. We love it. I mean, it's tough going, you know, like anything in hospitality, there's good days and there's bad days. But branching out into doing things like the Bear New Zealand Week that we're coming up next year, will be our fourth year of doing that. That's been massively fulfilling. And seeing I get a real kick out of people coming from Australia, from even around New Zealand, Australia, America, Europe, coming all the way to New Zealand specifically for an event that we're throwing. That just blows my bloody mind. And I've only got a small mind to go with it. And just to introduce people to New Zealand, I think that's amazing. It's a great, great country. And yeah, long may it continue. Hopefully we continue for years and years and years and years.
It's been a long time since you and Paul have been over the ditch together. And it's been a delight to have you both here tonight. Thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Well, with the contestants out of the way, the only thing to do was to find out who the winner of Mr. Australasia Bear 2012 was.
Good morning, Brett Sweeting with your 11 o'clock Joy News. Sydney Harbour City Bears representative Alan Cadogan has taken out the 16th annual Mr. Australasia Bear contest last night. Mr. Cadogan, a businessman, father, author, painter and wrestler, beat four other competitors before a packed Laird Hotel for the award, part of the Southern Hibernation event. Meanwhile, Senator Hanson...
The winner of Mr. Australasia Bear 2012 has just been announced. It is, all the way from Sydney, Alan Cadogan. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to do with this title, Alan? You are representing Sydney Harbour Bears. You're going to go back to your two kids.
Yes.
And tell them that you've won this contest. What are you going to do with it?
Well, they're asleep now, so I'll text them straight away. They'll get that message in the morning. What am I going to do with the win? I've got some great ideas that I've already started talking to Harbour City Bears about. I want to do some things around working against homophobia and about anti-bullying. With a couple of kids in school, I have a really good understanding of how bullying can be, really quite damaging, and it's certainly an issue in our community. With my background in sporting, in wrestling, in dragon boating, I want to be able to help the bear community to improve its fitness, to improve its health. And you can be whatever size you want, but you should be healthy too.
Look, it's something that we spoke to Barry Taylor earlier about, and who has lost so much weight and really, relaunched himself here in Melbourne tonight in the new Barry Taylor. Whilst the bear community is accepting of all body types, it's important to note that health is something that we all have to consider.
Absolutely. Look, and I think you're right. The bear community is all about acceptance, but there are so many personal stories that people in the community can access and find real support and real guidance and help with. And I'd like to be helping some of that.
Alan, you're also an artist, and you want to do something in that area as well, which I think is quite exciting.
Yeah, I've got a few ideas working through with the Harbour City Bears about a calendar project, which we've got to get underway very quickly. I've got some ideas around portraits later in the year, so watch this space. I think there's going to be some excitement there.
Alan Cadogan, thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek. Congratulations, you are Mr. Australasia Bear 2012.
Thank you so much. And look, can I just say what a pleasure it is sharing the stage with with four other truly wonderful, wonderful guys. It's I'm absolutely stoked about winning.
You're with Dean Beck,
right around the nation,
on Hide and Seek,
touching our community, Melbourne's biggest gay voice, Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek. I hope you enjoyed our little revisit of the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest for 2012. Congratulations to Vic Bears and to all of those who attended Southern Hibernation this year. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because I had a ball. And I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show, where we've gone back and had a little look at what went on over the weekend. Up next, the girls from Lelik. I'm Dean Beck. Join me next week with The Apprentice on Hide and Seek. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air. Till next time, you keep well, take care, and bye for now.
Hide and Seek.
Proudly sponsored by the store with the hottest in leather, rubber, lifestyle gear.
Manhouse.com.au.
Manhouse.com.au.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell.
Hey, it's Richard Reed.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon.
Hi, Matt Preston from MasterChef.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Spinderella.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alexandra Burke. This is Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Francois Sagatz.
Hello, this is Katie Lang.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell.
Hello, this is Tina Arena.
Hi, this is Paris Wells.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper.
Hi, this is Tim Campbell.
Hi, this is Sear.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jade Leonard.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski.
Hey, this is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Willis. Put your hands up for Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
All night and day long, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.